Radio Prague had the opportunity this week to interview Czech General Petr Pavel. He's the chairman of the NATO Military Committee, and we'll be airing the full interview in Panorama on Thursday, in which numerous issues are discussed, not least the changing role of NATO and present global threats, one of them being international terrorism. Here is an excerpt where I asked General Pavel how terrorist groups like ISIS could be stopped.
It is very difficult, and it's also difficult to identify motivation, because terrorism mostly presented as Islamic has very little to do with the Islamic religion. Even though these people present themselves as jihadists or fighters for freedom and religion, they are in fact by their deeds criminals. They do not distinguish between Christians, Muslims, or any other religions. They simply kill everyone, including women and children. And in that sense, I think our concern is to delegitimize their actions as being religiously motivated, because we simply have to clearly state that this is a criminal activity.
Is there a broader role for NATO to play in this? Because we have heard declarations, for example, from the French Prime Minister saying that Europe is at war. So what is NATO's role within blunting or stopping groups like Islamic State?
I would see it as a simplification of a problem, because if we say that we are at war, then we implicitly say that this is more or less military business to deal with this kind of threat. We all know that military has an important role to play, but not the only one. We really need a much broader, much more comprehensive approach to address the issue of terrorism, because military tools are just a very small part of the toolbox. We don't want only to address the symptoms, we want to address root causes. And military can only act in defeating military part of the terrorism. But what are the grassroots of terrorism? It's mostly deprivation, it's a social situation, it's obviously religious strife, at this time mostly between Sunni and Shia branches in Islam. And it's a vast variety of other factors where military has no tools to be effective. So I really believe that we need to address the issue of extremism and terrorism through addressing the security, social, economic situation in the countries where the terrorism has the roots.